Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wondrous Roots, your health from the ground up. Here I am, Becky Rebecca Montrone, bringing you another riveting episode. Today, going to be talking about another couple of things that really piqued my interest. I'll tell you why and why I think you might be interested too. Again, you're listening to Wondrous Roots, your health from the ground up. I am Rebecca Becky Montrone. Have a business here in Keene called Wondrous Roots. I am an holistic health practitioner and a nutritionist with a degree in holistic nutrition, also an herbalist. So we do a lot of really fun things here, trying to help people with their health issues, trying to promote wellness in any way we can. And we also make some really cool products. I just formulated a new one that you can actually find on my website. It's called Wondrous Goop, but it's not for everyone. It's I'm using this for topical skin lesions, and I will say it here, cancers, things like that. We have eggplant salve, which is really wonderful for the basal squamous things on your skin, the top of the skin, the actinic keratoses, but when things seem a little bit, and I'm not talking about melanoma, a little bit more involved, I came up with this really cool formula. If you're interested in it, look at Wondrous Goop. I'm not suggesting you buy it unless you need something like that and ask me first, but anyway, that was really fun. I actually sent 6 bottles of this to a person in Romania yesterday, and that is because her mom has had this long festering, what doctors think is a cancer on her ear, like the outer ear lobe. And so this I have in there a number of players, such as I do have the eggplant infused oil. I have in there as well plantain infused oil. Again, draws out, is good for drawing out infection, things like that. And healing, very healing. Also in there, neem oil and emu oil, really wonderful. MSM, organic sulfur. And in there, another powder I have is melatonin. Melatonin is highly anti-cancer. I have in there, MSM is sulfur, okay, from which we get glutathione, hugely anti-cancer, and also really antiseptic, so keeping that wound clean. Neem, emu, off the top of my head. Iodine. Iodine's a huge, huge player there, very anti-cancer, also antiseptic, but it's there for those properties. And anyway, it's fun. I try to think about a certain health issue, and like my compound pharmacy roots, just want to find a product that might be something different, something unique that will actually work. So that's part of the fun I do here on a daily basis. I have a wonderful crew helping me here, and appreciate every single one of them. And our number, 603-439-2603. We are open. Our open door hours are 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I also meet during those times and sometimes outside of those times as needed to accommodate a person's schedule for private consultation. So if you want to reach out to me, you can do that. You can call me at the number 603-439-2603. You can go to my website, contact us, and it comes to my private email, and I will get back to you. So I look forward to speaking with you one way or the other if you want to do that. What else can I say here? Yes, so this is my third program using Blog Talk Radio, and it's going pretty smoothly. I want to improve my microphone. I think the mic could be a little bit clearer and be a little bit better, but these things happen with time. I'm happy with the platform, and Dale was recently telling me that, you know, there are a lot of features on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to my things, I guess you can participate. I'll have to check it out, but you can participate in chat, and that does work. And with Facebook, I'm thinking that's how that goes. So anyway, there's more to learn. I do want to say the Direct Connect button to call just from your computer is still not working, and I have to reach out to them about that. So hopefully that will be in place for next week. What else do I want to say? It's a holiday weekend, whether you are celebrating the Passover, which is very important also to Christians, the whole Passover, because Jesus Christ fulfilled the Passover. He was is our Passover lamb. So however you do that, I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend, and maybe be celebrating with some family, friends, however you like to do that. I think that's about it. If you want to call in and talk to me, the number is 563-999-3478, and please feel free to do that. Joe called me last week, who was very, very helpful, and Joe explained how when you're actually doing this live, you have to go to that top pink area at the top to click on and listen, and so I put that in the newsletter as well, in case anybody missed that. Things can be confusing when you're starting out something new. So anyway, I'm going to be here for the next 50 minutes and want to talk about some things that came my way. A lot of times when people have certain concerns, that's when I go to do some research and find out, you know, what can we do about this problem? And especially if we can do something for this problem, and then at the same time, using that one thing, do something for a lot of problems. And so today I'm going to my biggest focus probably is going to be on bergamot, but then I have another topic coming through, which is methylene blue. And I will just preface that by saying I had never heard of this, but one of my clients who lives long distance emailed me a couple of weeks ago, did I know anything about methylene blue? And it's very good for boosting the mitochondria. And at first I was like, well, you know, we have a lot of things that boost mitochondria. I call myself the mitochondriac. I've been doing that for years and years and years. And I kind of just didn't have a lot of time to spend on it. So I just sort of put that on the back burner. And then another client walked in the other day and said, what do you know about methylene blue? And I'm like, okay, am I being told something here? And so I looked more into methylene blue, and guess what? Went right out and bought myself a bottle. And I'm going to explain it to you and why I did that and why you might want to do that too. So anyway, we're going to start with bergamot. So what is bergamot? If you think of bergamot, I think the most common correlation people make in their minds is Earl Grey tea. That kind of gives it a little bit of a citrusy, so it's a little bit different than your other black tea that you're drinking. And a lot of people really love that. So bergamot oranges are bitter fruits that grow in one of the world's most beautiful coastal regions. Could the scenic ocean vistas be responsible for the calm, relaxing effects we derive from smelling and ingesting the bright citrus essence of this amazing fruit? And by that, the whole smelling thing is with regard to the essential oil. Bergamot essential oil is a very popular essential oil for areas of health. But then it's also ingesting the fruit that does other things. And it's really quite remarkable, these things that can be done. The first one I'm going to focus on is cardiovascular health and blood sugar. This is the reason I started really getting into this because of people who go, you know, say go to the doctor and they're told their cholesterol is out of whack. It's too high, or this part of it is too high, or something like that. And if you've been listening to me for any time at all, you absolutely know that that I have an argument with cholesterol and its danger to health. But lipids can show us, and the balance of lipids can tell us something that's going on in our body. And if we are tending to our health, they should even out as they should be for me or for you. And there are some things we can do. Modern medicine says, hey, take this prescription and we'll just crash your cholesterol down. And there you go. You're healthy now. We got your cholesterol down to like 160, which you don't want it there. Cholesterol, again, is the Lord and giver of life. And in the to life, and then in the hormonal cascade, we have no hormones without the upstream mother hormone we would call cholesterol. So cholesterol is super important, and we're dead without it, and we're not very healthy if we don't have enough. But I've said that over and over again. But I want to talk about cardiovascular effects of bergamot and how you can use this wonderful fruit in supplement form in order to do some things that are really good for your blood lipids, but also not only that, but for other parameters when it comes to cardiovascular health, like the epithelium, keeping the lining of the arteries and the blood vessels strong, and also helping with blood flow, keeping that so that blood pressure is improved if that needs to be or doesn't become a problem, and then also blood sugar. Metabolic syndrome, which leads to diabetes. This all from this one green citrus fruit variety of orange. And so here we're going to go. This is a really good article by Dr. Julian Whitaker. And he's a famous MD who is also very holistically minded. And he is, anyway, this is his article. So he talks about what it is. He says, but really, what really piqued my interest in this relatively rare citrus fruit was the compelling research on bergamot polyphenols. So polyphenols are natural compounds best known for their antioxidant effects. And that's, again, antioxidants. I talk about that nonstop here on in this radio program. The benefits of red wine, tea, berries, cocoa, and other superfoods are due in large part to their high content of polyphenols, which protect against cardiovascular disease, cancer, bone loss, diabetes, and other degenerative disorders. And this morning, as I was delving into this more, I was like, wow, blown away. We're going to get into that. For IBS, for inflammatory bowel disease, for helping with cure H. pylori, which is the ulcer-causing bacteria, stomach bacteria. Super, super cool. Cancer, bone loss, diabetes, and other degenerative disorders. Excuse me. It turns out that bergamot juice, as opposed to the used in Earl Grey tea, contains exceptionally large amounts of several unique polyphenols. And when the juice is extracted, concentrated, and standardized in tablet form, it dramatically lowers triglycerides and LDL cholesterol, raises protective HDL cholesterol, helps control blood sugar, and improves overall arterial function and cardiovascular health. So here's what they did. They did this study in Italy, and the Italian researchers gave either 500 milligrams a day or 1,000 milligrams a day of bergamot extract daily to study volunteers with high cholesterol levels. After 1 month, average LDL cholesterol in the two groups fell by, for the 500 milligram group, 24%, for the 1,000 milligram group, 36%. HDL cholesterol increased by 22% in the 500 milligrams a day, and 40% in the 1,000 milligrams per day. That's really remarkable in that period of time, 1 month. Triglycerides, that's the one I pay attention to most because that really is related to elevated sugar and affecting the liver. And so when I see somebody's cholesterol is in the 200s, wherever they are, their LDL is, you know, not monstrously elevated, but their triglycerides are. I'm happy with that. But if their triglycerides are really up there, then I see that something's out of whack, and we want to get that taken care of. So the triglycerides declined by 30% in the 500 milligram group and 39% in the 1,000 milligram group. So for people who are really wanting to address these things, I recommend at least a month of doing the 500 milligram twice a day for a total of 1,000 milligrams. Excuse me. So anyway, this is really cool because this is not something artificial coming in and having bad side effects on the other hand, like decreasing your CoQ10, your mitochondrial energy, again, which we're going to be talking about with a little bit later in greater depth. And also, bergamot helps keep the arteries healthy. So not just dealing with your lipids, but dealing with the condition and the function of the endothelium, the thin layer of cells lining the blood vessels, perhaps the most important determinant of cardiovascular health, as it is intimately involved in vasoconstriction, dilation, blood pressure, inflammation, blood clotting, and the formation of new blood vessels. Polyphenol-rich bergamot extract has been demonstrated to suppress inflammation, inhibit plaque formation, and improve arterial responsiveness. Remember, this is still just one extract, and this is bergamot. And this is what I love. This is the root level, right? This is like getting at so many branches, you addressing something from the root, the ground up. Okay, it's for metabolic syndrome. That's like your fasting glucose is getting too high. Your hemoglobin A1C is creeping up there. And that's sort of the dusty road. If you don't check it, that's a dusty road towards diabetes. And we don't want to do that, right? But here's the deal. I had someone in last night. This is a very good example. I had a client in last evening, and she's on blood pressure medication, and they want to put her on a statin drug. I looked at her cholesterol numbers and they were fine. According to real science, they're not fine according to the AMA's way to get people on a lot more medication. But could, you know, balancing those is not a bad thing. And there, she will probably see differences in her numbers that are more encouraging to her doctors doing this, but her HbA1c was just getting over the threshold, and her fasting blood sugar numbers were not in a great range. And so I'm using a bergamot with her. And this is fantastic because she should be able to, she's on blood pressure medication, which she would like to be come off. She would like to not, they're saying, you know, gosh, you know, based on your latest labs, you need metformin for your blood sugar and you need a statin drug for your cholesterol. No, we're going to do this and see what happens, right? I know it's going to be good. I've seen good things already. This is not the first time I've used this. I started using this, maybe 2 years ago with one person who had very high triglycerides. And then slowly I've just been using it more and more frequently with people. So it says it's a safe and effective metabolic syndrome treatment. It ameliorates multiple aspects of this condition that affects millions of people and is a precursor to blood sugar concerns. That's because, in addition to its positive effects on cardiovascular risk factors, bergamot also initiates AMP activated protein kinase. And the short for that, the acronym is AMPK. AMPK is a central regulator of energy and is thus involved in glucose and fatty acid metabolism. Turning on AMPK improves insulin sensitivity, promotes glucose uptake in cells, and suppresses the synthesis of glucose in the liver, thereby lowering blood sugar. It also stimulates the burning of free fatty acids and facilitates weight control. In clinical trials, 500 to 1,000, milligrams of bergamot per day lowered blood sugar by about 22%, which is certainly on par with, if not superior, to drugs. Furthermore, some patients who have been taking the supplement report that it has also helped them lose weight. So that makes sense. That makes complete sense. Those things tend to go hand in hand many times. And the suggested dose of bergamot is 500 to 1,000 milligrams of standardized extract taken once or twice a day, 20 to 30 minutes before meals. And I just tell my people, if you forgot and you're eating the meal, just take it anyway. Or if it's after the meal, it's still going to do you good. But that's like how they say that's the best way. For maximum benefits, take bergamot twice a day for 60 to 90 days, reevaluate your lipid levels, and adjust your dose accordingly. It's a safe and well-tolerated. And I would say, again, if you have concerns like that, start out with a higher dose for a month and then maybe drop back to one a day. In any case, that's very, very good news. And then here, inflammatory bowel disease with regard to bergamot. And I have a study there published in PubMed. It comes from the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, published in 2015. And it says the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects of bergamot juice extract in an experimental model of inflammatory bowel disease. And their conclusions were, the results of this study suggested that administration of bergamot juice induced bergamot juice extract. So that's what you're getting when you get the capsules, just by the way. Partly specified anti-inflammatory mechanisms, which potentially may be beneficial for the treatment of inflammatory bowel disease in humans. excuse me. The beneficial properties of the flavonoid fraction of bergamot juice have been raising interest and have been the subject of recent studies considering the potentiality of its health-promoting substances. Flavonoids have demonstrated radical scavenging, like the free radicals, and anti-inflammatory activities. The aim of the present study was to examine the effects of bergamot juice extract in mice subjected to experimental colitis. So that's exciting. That type of inflammatory bowel disease is really on the rise these days. There's a lot of reasons for that. And so that's something else. So maybe you're doing it for one thing, but you've got another thing. And it helps with that. Brain health. Neuroprotective effect of bergamot juice in 6-OHDA-induced blah, blah, blah cell death in vitro model of Parkinson's disease. Okay, another thing, right? Our neurodegenerative diseases are on a rampage, it seems. And many people affected by those things for, again, a variety of reasons that should not be in many cases, but this is the world we live in right now. It says, much evidence suggests that both oxidative stress and apoptosis, that's programmed cell death of, in the case of Parkinson's, that would be cells right in the substantia nigra portion of the brain. And the present study aims to evaluate the protective effect of bergamot juice against this induced cell death. And so they went on through. Collectively, our results suggest that bergamot juice exerts neuroprotective effect through the interplay with specific cell targets and its antioxidant activity, making it worthy of consideration for the management of neurodegenerative diseases. So that's super exciting too. And that wouldn't be limited, right, to Parkinson's. If you want to extrapolate, we're going to say Alzheimer's, where you have inflammatory activity in the brain and damage to the brain, and then apoptosis of the brain cells in the hippocampus, which is super important for short-term memory. Improves schizophrenic brain function. This really piqued my interest because that schizophrenia is difficult. It's a difficult condition to work with. And it says here, the findings provide evidence that bergamot fruit administration may be proposed as a potential supplementation strategy to improve cognitive outcome in schizophrenia. Further clinical trials with adequately powered and well-designed methodology are needed to better explore the effectiveness, its effectiveness on cognitive impairments in patients with schizophrenia. But, you know, are you getting the message? Whatever's going on with your brain, bergamot can be a plus. Super, super wonderful. Then we have stomach bacteria, H. pylori infection. H. pylori is a bacteria that is has been found to be behind the formation of ulcers, and it needs to be eradicated. And it's difficult to eradicate once you have it in there, and it has made it's made your stomach its home. Modern medicine treats it with like a 3-antibiotic therapy that goes on for quite some time. We use mastic. I've used mastic gum, the resin of the mastic tree in capsule form for H. pylori, but here we have another. The effect of bergamot, citrus bergamia juice against CAGA positive and negative clinical isolates of Helicobacter pylori. And So associated HP is an infection associated with chronic gastritis, peptic ulcer, and gastric cancer, as over half of the world's population is colonized with this gram-negative bacterium. Due to the increasing antibiotic resistance, its eradication rates fails in a great portion of patients. A number of studies show that molecules largely distributed in commonly consumed fruits and vegetables may have antimicrobial activity. The aim of the present study was to investigate the effect of bergamot juice against HP and the potential therapeutic combination between bergamot juice and the antibiotics amoxicillin, clarithromycin, and metronidazole is also being evaluated. So it says BJ was the conclusions was effective in vitro against H. pylori, and the genotype status of the clinical strains may have an aspect on its susceptibility. The synergistic combination of bergamot juice and antibiotics could be used to prevent or treat resistance. So that's a good thing too. Maybe you're taking bergamot for your lipids. But hey, at the same time, getting the benefit of protecting your stomach from invasion of the H. pylori bacteria. I love it. I love it. I love the root things. Eradicates cancer stem cells. Wahoo. Bergamot natural products eradicate cancer stem cells by targeting mevalonate, RHO-GDI signaling, and mitochondrial metabolism. There we go, the mitochondria again. Here we show that a 2-to-1 mixture of termed bergamot F has a statin-like property, which blocks an action of the rate-limiting enzyme for blah 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 blah. And don't get worried about the statin thing. It doesn't work like a statin as far as like the negative things. It said, lastly, we show that the expression of the mRNA species encoding HMGR is associated with poor clinical outcome in breast cancer patients, providing a potential companion diagnostic for BMF-directed personalized therapy. That's kind of deep, that one, but you can find more. And I found this study actually on Green Med Info, and I'm actually going to go there for that right now because he said more about that than that kind of confusing abstract actually said. So let me just keep talking while I try to pull that up. Yes, computer works faster. And I'm going to search for bergamot cancer. And hey, that's great. If you're not familiar with Green Med Info, I know I've talked about it before, but it's really, really wonderful place to, and they have all kinds of, like if you could just go in and put in anything that's in the natural world and find all of these studies. And I just have to, actually, I've got someone on the line and I'm actually paying attention. So let's go like that. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Joe.
I just wanted to let you know that you're coming through loud and clear.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
No problems.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for letting me know. And, yeah, anybody else, too, if you want to call in, 563-999-3478. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Yeah, that's great to know. So I'm just going to open this up a little bit and get more on bergamot because I needed to open my screen a little wider. And I wanted to, let's see. Well, yes, hang on. We're getting there. Should be cancer stem cells. And then, yeah, it basically says the same thing. So anyway, just that's good news, right? And there is one on colorectal cancer as well, but I'm going to, I'm just going to let you take that for what it's worth. And then where is my, there we go, my newsletter. All right. Now, the essential oil. Essential oils can be used, topically, added to a carrier oil or whatever. But here we're talking more about inhaling the bergamot essential oil. And there's a great page there, bergamot oil for cleansing, depression, and even digestion. And this is a Josh Axe page. And so we're going to go down through there. Known to build confidence and enhance your mood, bergamot oil is one of the best essential oils for depression, and it helps to alleviate stress and anxiety. In traditional Chinese medicine, bergamot is used to help with the flow of vital energy so the digestive system can work properly. And it's also used to prevent the growth of bacteria, relieve muscle pain, and boost the health of your skin. Not only, yeah, and he says, yes, this is no one-trick pony. And that's kind of what I've been saying this whole time, right? Not only does bergamot oil boast some very impressive health benefits, it's also one of the main constituents for manufacturing perfumes due to its ability to balance the mix of aromas and harmonize all of the essences, thereby enhancing the fragrance. It's also used by the pharmaceutical industry both to absorb the unpleasant smells of medicinal products and for its antiseptic and antibacterial properties. If you're looking for a sweet yet juicy citrus-like fragrance that will leave you feeling calm, confident, and at peace, that sounds good, then give bergamot oil a try. Its benefits go far beyond its ability to boost your mood, too, with its positive effects on your cardiovascular, which we've gone over, digestive, respiratory systems. I didn't get into that. It's for the lungs. So it comes from produces a the essential oil is taken from the peel, and that's how you get that. And that's what they use in the Earl Grey tea. Its roots are traced back to Southeast Asia. Bergamot was more widely cultivated in the southern part of Italy. Bergamot essential oil was named after the city of Bergamo in Lombardy, Italy, where it was originally sold. And in folk Italian medicine, bergamot was used for reducing fever, fighting parasitic diseases, and relieving sore throat. Bergamot oil is also produced in the Ivory Coast, Argentina, Turkey, Brazil, and Morocco. So bergamot oil is antibacterial, anti-infectious, anti-inflammatory, anti-spasmodic, and it's uplifting, improves your digestion, and keeps your system working properly. So here we go. Helps to relieve depression. Bergamot is known for its ability to promote cheerfulness, feelings of freshness, and increased energy by improving the circulation of your blood. So, hey, that's a great essential oil, right, to have in a little diffuser in your home, in your office, in your workspace, just like giving everybody more of a lift. A study conducted in 2011 suggests that applying blended essential oils to participants helps in treating symptoms of depression and anxiety. For this study, and I did see that one, consisted of bergamot and lavender together. And participants were analyzed based on their blood pressure, pulse rates, breathing rates, and skin temperature. In addition, subjects had to rate their emotional conditions in terms of relaxation, vigor, calmness, attentiveness, mood, and alertness in order to assess behavioral changes. And so participants in the apply the essential oil blend topically on the skin of their abdomens. Compared with the placebo, blended essential oils cause significant decreases of pulse rate and blood pressure. Okay, right there. I mean, this was instant. Right there, blood pressure. At the emotional level, subjects in the blended essential oils group rated themselves as more calm and more relaxed than subjects in the control group. The investigation demonstrates the relaxing effect of a mixture of lavender and bergamot oils. So easy to do. Essential oils are so easy to procure. And it looks like we have another call. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Hi there. Hi there. Hello?
I just want to listen.
Hi. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Right. I just want to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. So you can listen to the show by going to the top of the page when you open it. And up at the top, there's a pink line. And to the left, you click on the arrow. So try to do that. Did you get it?
All right. Nope.
Up at the top, there's like a, yeah. There's an arrow that you can click.
Apply arrow?
It's like at the top, and there's a pink line, and then to the left, there's an arrow that makes you set that off, and it will let you join the program. Don't know how else to explain that. Can you see the pink line?
No, I only have is the one from March 25th, and so I don't see.
Oh, yeah.
I just
so there won't be a pink line. So you need to go to the one for today. And do you have my newsletter, Marcia?
It's not on my computer. It has nothing for 2 days.
Okay, well, I just sent it out today, and a lot of people have opened it, so I'm not sure. You might want to check your spam. I'm so sorry for that inconvenience. And there's probably another way I can tell you to do that. I'm going to see if I can, what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab the hyperlink, and I'm going to send you an email with it, okay, right now.
Okay.
Okay, let me just do that. Everybody, please just bear with me. I know who you are. I can tell by your voice. You're one of my favorite customers and clients. Radio show link. And then watch for the pink line up there, Marcia. You get this email, just click on that hyperlinked thing, and it should take you right there. And if not, give me a call back. But I'm glad we were able to get your call, at least. That was really good. Yeah, you called that number, but you're going to go on. If you click that link, you're going to see today's, and then up at the top, you'll see where to chime into the program.
Okay.
All right, let me know if that doesn't, yeah. Okay, good to hear from you, and thank you. Okay. It says to use, it says here that a 2017 pilot study found that when bergamot oil was inhaled for 15 minutes by women in the waiting room of a mental health treatment center, researchers found that bergamot exposure improved the positive feelings of participants in the experimental group. And you can see that's published in a study on my newsletter. I'm not going to go to it because we just kind of recapped it. To use bergamot oil for depression and mood changes, rub 1 to 2 drops into your hands and cupping your mouth and nose. Breathe in the scent of the oil slowly. You can also try rubbing 2 to 3 drops of bergamot on your stomach, back of neck and feet, or diffusing 5 drops at home or work. Helps lower blood pressure. Bergamot oil helps maintain proper metabolic rates by stimulating hormonal secretion, digestive juices, bile, insulin. This aids the digestive system and enables proper absorption of nutrients. These juices also assimilate the breakdown of sugar and can lower blood pressure. Wahoo! So brilliant, our creator who created all of these things for us to enjoy and to help ourselves with. In a 2006 study involving 52 patients with hypertension indicates that bergamot oil in combination with lavender and ylang ylang can be used to reduce psychological stress responses, serum cortisol levels, and blood pressure levels. The three essential oils were blended and inhaled daily for 4 weeks by patients with hypertension. Researchers found that the blood pressure, pulse, stress and anxiety levels, and cortisol levels were significantly different from those found in the placebo group. So to help reduce your blood pressure and pulse rate, diffuse 5 drops of bergamot at home or at work, or apply 2 to 3 drops topically to your temples and abdomen. Prevents and fights infections. And in vitro studies show that bergamot oil may play a potential role in topical treatment of candida infections. It can inhibit the growth of Campylobacter jejuni, E. coli, listeria, mono, blah, 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 bacillus cereus, and staph aureus. This is really fantastic. And think about that in your home. If you're germ cautious, relieve stress and anxiety. Think about it that too. Yeah, relieve stress and anxiety. Think if you are sick or you, yeah. Natural remedy for anxiety. Alleviates pain. Bergamot oil is a great way to reduce the symptoms of sprains, muscle aches, and headaches. Instead of relying on painkillers that have nasty side effects, use this safe and natural oil to reduce pain and tension. Research shows, and I have the study from PubMed on my newsletter too, if you want to actually see the study, can be used in complementary medicine to minimize tension in the body, and a review of pharmacological studies published in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences found that linalool, a component found in bergamot, lavender, and rosewood oils, possesses several pharmacological activities, including anti-inflammatory and anti-convulsant effects. Okay, that's really cool to know as well. I have some people who do have epilepsy. Researchers believe that this may be linalool's ability to block effects on pain receptors and inhibit the release of substance P, which stands for pain, a compound that's involved in the transmission of pain and other nerve impulses. So to reduce pain, rub 5 drops of bergamot oil on sore muscles or where you feel tension. To cover a larger surface, combine bergamot with a carrier oil like coconut oil. It's great for boosting skin health, getting rid of scars, really good for toning. You could add it to, you know, some witch hazel or something like that and put it on a cotton ball and use it as a toner. Aids digestion. Peppermint oil is known to stimulate digestive juices and has soothing properties that can help aid digestion. Some research even suggests that bergamot oil can be useful in fighting food poisoning because of its antibacterial properties. And so to ease digestion and help to regulate your appetite, rub 5 drops of bergamot oil onto your stomach. How easy is that? Works as a natural deodorant, may help to reduce fever, boost oral health. Yeah, this is really cool because that's a problem. And keeping oral health affects all areas of health, most areas of health, and actually should do a whole program on that. But bergamot oil helps infected teeth by removing germs from your mouth when used as a mouthwash. It also protects your teeth from developing cavities because of its germ-fighting properties. Bergamot may even help to prevent tooth decay, which is caused by bacteria that live in your mouth and produce acids that destroy tooth enamel. By preventing the growth of bacteria, bergamot is an effective tool for reversing cavities and healing tooth decay. So to boost oral health, rub 2 to 3 drops of bergamot oil onto your teeth and add 1 drop to your toothpaste. I would do that. I would add a few drops to my water pick. You know, that seems really cool, although I'm healthy oral health. Remedy for cough, cholesterol. There we go. So I'm going to move off bergamot. You can see on my newsletter there, we have the at Wondrous Roots, we do sell the bergamot capsules, and we also have bergamot essential oil. But I'm going to move on to methylene blue, which is going to make you feel not blue, but happy. And again, I told you how I found that. So methylene blue, it's something they use in the laboratory. It's something they use intravenously to treat people with a very specific type of blood problem. And so, but now we see here methylene blue boosts mitochondrial energy, is anti-aging, and improves mood and memory. Methylene blue is currently being studied as a potential therapy for mild cognitive impairments, as well as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders, all sharing a common problem with mitochondrial function. So again, mitochondria are the powerhouses of our cells. We all start making less mitochondrial energy around age 30. The mitochondria become larger, fewer, less efficient. And there are certain things we can do to boost that mitochondrial energy, such as L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, NAD, glutathione. There are things that we can do to help do that, I would say lipoic acid. But methylene blue is something, it's a newcomer to me, and I love it because I tell you this all the time. My clients constantly inform me. And it says, methylene blue can help for age-related cognitive decline as well as a student looking to do better in school. By boosting brain cell mitochondria energy production levels and improving cerebral blood flow. I want to say in my newsletter, I put dosing there. This is a great paper, and I'm going to start referring to it, but the dosing can be really confusing. So I was figuring it out for the second client who was asking me about it the other day, and then I figured it out for myself, and I ordered a bottle, and I have it at home, and I'm going to take a dose this afternoon, my first dose. So anyway, the whole thing is you take your weight in kilograms. So you go to online and say convert pounds to kilograms, put in how much you weigh. It'll tell you how many kilograms. Then you take the kilograms and you multiply that by 0.5. That's the amount of methylene blue in one drop. And then do one drop for each, right? So mine came to 27. So I'm going to do 27 drops, which is just about 2 milliliters. But I'm going to just do it by the drops. You can increase that, but they say start with, you know, this, and I think that this is good for most people, but you can learn more about it. And I just hit the learn more where I'm going to talk about this. It's a synthetic compound used as a nootropic. That means like a brain boosting, natural brain boosting thing to increase memory, mood, and longevity. So it was started out as a textile dye. And then it was used for the treatment of malaria. In early 20th century, psychiatrists used methylene blue in the experimental treatment of schizophrenia. Wow, that term just keeps coming up today, doesn't it? See, there's so many things, right? So many things out there that, you know, your doctor doesn't know about. And not criticizing your doctor, but remember, the AMA toolkit is very narrow, and it's very restrictive. And it's very confined to their tools, which are pharmaceutical medications, medical procedures, surgery, and medical devices, largely. And so we got to look outside that toolkit, right? That's why you're listening to me today. And just like you, just like me, you're fascinated by this stuff, and you know that you can benefit. So it says here, your brain's neurons rely almost entirely on mitochondria-derived energy. Failure of the mitochondrial function can affect the rest of your body, but it is particularly detrimental to your brain. This is where methylene blue steps in as possibly one of the most important anti-aging and neurological disease-preventing nootropics we have available today. And again, I would like to thank Janine, if she's listening, she knows who she is, and Joan, Janine and Joan, for for being the tool that I would say God brought this to my attention, because this is right up my alley. As a nootropic, methylene blue quickly crosses the blood-brain barrier. That's super important. And some of you out there who I'm working with, I've got to remember to contact you about this if you're not listening or reading. It improves mitochondrial efficiency and respiration, acts as an antioxidant, and increases brain cell lifespan, resulting in improved memory and mood. Over 140 years of research on how methylene blue helps your brain, inhibits MAO and acetylcholinesterase activity. So monoamine oxidase does certain things that are good for us, but does certain things that are bad. And this would be a reversible MAO inhibitor like the GH3 formula, those of you who use GH3 in that regard. So it is not inhibiting all of MAO, which would kill you. Very safe. And acetylcholinesterase activity. Okay, so that's what happens with Alzheimer's is acetylcholinesterase is taking acetylcholine the neurotransmitter that is affected in Alzheimer's out of the synapses too quickly. And so we use acetylcholinesterase inhibitors. In fact, acetylcholinesterase inhibitor is what you're getting if you get Aricept or something like that. But of course, Aricept only does that. It does nothing else. Like these root things that I like this. We're talking about methylene blue. It also boosts serotonin and norepinephrine, which affect anxiety, depression, and memory. Methylene blue, mitochondrial energy. Methylene blue assists brain cell respiration by increasing oxygen and donating electrons to the electron transport chain within mitochondria. This same process is used to create ATP within mitochondria from the food you eat. So methylene blue contributes to this energy production process in place of the nutrients you get from food. Increasing cellular energy positively affects mood and memory. It's a potent antioxidant. The reactive oxygen species are produced inside mitochondria. The first free radical that is formed inside a cell is superoxide. Methylene blue will bind to superoxide and reduce it to water. It stops the oxidative cascade at its very beginning. This is groundbreaking, I have to say. This is huge. I can't wait to talk to my people with these conditions that I'm working with to add this in as a regimen. Oh yeah, completely affordable. I have a link on my website to the product I purchased on Amazon that I recommend you get, and you know, a bottle that's an ounce, maybe 2 ounces, will last you quite a while, and that is $29. Methylene blue goes into the history there if you want to see that. It improves memory. Unlike other nootropics, which often work by increasing neurotransmitter synthesis and neural signaling, MB improves memory by increasing brain cell respiration. And I always love a program that does that, right? So we're helping with our brain health in certain ways, like using magnesium L-threonate, by using like glutathione, using things like that, but you're now getting at it another angle. Like I say, when I work with cancer, you don't have to do everything that's out there for cancer, but you got to do one thing that addresses each vulnerability as we know it. Oh, and I got to talk about that. Next week, I'll be talking some of my program I'll dedicate to IP6 plus inositol for cancer, which is another thing I've kind of overlooked, and it's important. So, methylene blue functions as an alternative electron carrier in the electron transport chain in the mitochondria. It accepts electrons from NADH and transfers them. Okay, that's really important because that's why people take NAD boosting supplements. So this to me would like do that for you so you don't have to do this and that. Antioxidant. As we live life, our brain chemistry and metabolism changes. Mitochondrial energy levels decline. It's called the decline of life's energy. Attention, memory, and mental agility decline. Tau proteins and amyloid plaques clog the brain. Free radicals damage brain cell mitochondria. Cerebral blood flow declines. All of these things changes can happen at any age and are a product of the food we eat, what we drink, lifestyle habits, the air we breathe, and more. And again, we are in a toxic environment, even for those who are careful. Can help for age-related. This acetylcholine. It is a antidepressant in its work as an MAO inhibitor. And it says another study with 31 bipolar patients compared 300 milligrams per day of methylene blue with 15 milligrams per day. The patients were also on lithium. The study showed that the 300 milligram dose of methylene blue was a useful addition to lithium in the long term. Okay, very exciting. And that, again, the dose would be based there on what's going on. Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia are associated with a buildup of the protein tau. Clinical trials show that methylene blue inhibits tau formation. This is breakthrough stuff, people. This is wonderful and is under consideration as a treatment for Alzheimer's. Right. So just get your bottle and use it, because by the time it's approved for use as, say, a drug, it will probably be 10 years. We don't have a fast track. You know, we have a fast track for things for chronic illness, the devastating illnesses like Alzheimer's. We only have for like COVID, we've got fast track, you know, emergency authorization use only. But if you got Alzheimer's, you can just you can just forget it. You can just wait. It also boosts neuron resistance to the formation of amyloid plaques and the neurofibrillary tangles that we see in Alzheimer's disease, and helps repair impairments in mitochondrial function and cellular metabolism, anti-aging, improves memory, the studies down there. How does methylene blue feel? Methylene blue is a nootropic, will likely feel different than any other supplement you've ever tried. When reading or studying, once you're done, you should feel like you fully understand the subject material. Okay. And well, I do. And I'm glad, because I've been doing nootropics, but I have so many people I work with who are like, that's their complaint. You know, it's like, I read the same page, I have to read it again. And you'll be able to use what you learned in the future. And that's what I love about, you know, about how I am. And I love that. I don't ever want to lose that, right? Methylene blue seems to facilitate a full understanding of something on the first try. Many neurohackers report the biggest nootropic effect they experience with methylene blue is after the fact learning. You take in the information, and it's like your brain sorts through the material, then it stores it in a form you can easily access later. Oh yeah, methylene blue has this uncanny ability to rewire your brain to forget about any negative associations you have with a situation, and only retains the positive aspects of that memory. Okay, so now let's extrapolate a little bit. What would that be? Would that be like PT? Would that be like a phobia or something? Yeah, something where you have a bad memory and it reminds you, and now every time you are in that situation, you have that same fear come back. Eliminate stress. We are getting up there on our time. We're about 4 minutes out. So I want to say a study conducted at Children's Hospital Oakland Research Institute may have found the solution to mitochondrial energy problem in brain cells, resulting in a reduction in the molecules needed for energy production and possibly the main culprit behind many neurological diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. This is super huge. Improves memory. This is a really long paper with a lot of information. And there, towards the bottom, you can see the dosing and much more, where to buy, what to get. And we were really careful when we were choosing our product, the one I pointed out on Amazon, that it is food grade. It has no formaldehyde, because if you're using it for the lab purposes, it's preserved with formaldehyde, so there's none of that. So you definitely want the food grade. Look at the one I have. Look at this paper and see what is appropriate to use for this. And then the other thing I wanted to say is I have a couple of recipes there. We love this osso buco recipe from Mario Bertelli, and with pine nut gremolata. So we're doing that tomorrow. Dale's going to be doing that. And then this recipe for the best mashed potatoes. And that looks really cool. So I know a lot of you like the recipe things. We've been doing a lot of stuff with food. Oh, when it comes to, you know, making my yogurt, I've got that pretty much perfected. And then the way I use a strainer, that's perfectly for that. I don't know if everybody else can hear that 90 seconds, but I nearly jumped out of my chair. We've got 90 seconds, so that's my warning, our warning. And I made buttermilk using buttermilk powder with the whey from the yogurt. And this afternoon, I'm going to make creme fraiche with the whey from my latest batch. And going to do that. And this yogurt is just, it's so fun to do these things by yourself, and so much better. Oh, you can also, there's so much stuff you can do. There's so much stuff you can do with whey. And another one is make ricotta cheese. Make your own ricotta cheese. So say you've saved money by not buying store-bought yogurt, but making your own. And then you're taking the whey and you're saving money by using, cream with whey to make creme fraiche, and then milk with whey. And I can't remember exactly how to do the ricotta cheese. You can also use it as lemon juice or vinegar and salad dressings, all kinds of things. I'm really enjoying this little exploratory thing with food. And it looks like we are wrapping it up. So again, I thank you so much for listening, and I wish you a wonderful holiday week. We have down there at the bottom, I love my favorite video there telling the true story of what this season is about. Goodbye.